You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So there's a story coming out of the UK about American treasure Christopher Walken. I don't know how I feel about that guy. He's got this mystique as, you know, such a unique and interesting actor.
He'll forever be known as the more cowbell guy in my book. Right. Look it up.
Or the guy who in Pulp Fiction carried a watch in a very, very, very interesting spot.
Oh.
I know you never saw that
movie. I've never seen that movie.
People who like Pulp Fiction know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the good people in the UK here. Christopher Walken was over there in the UK. He's doing a TV series. And one of his days off, he said, I want to go visit Stonehenge. You know how I feel about Stonehenge. I love, love, love that place. I've been a few times. One of his co-stars on the show went with him. And while Christopher Walken was at Stonehenge, he asked one of the... They have like security people who stand around there. He went up and asked if he could go up through the ropes and go touch one of the stones. And the lady with Stonehenge said, no, you can't do that. People are not allowed to go. So the co-star of this British show pulled her aside and said, look, he's an Academy Award winner. He's Christopher Walken. He's come 3,000 miles. You can't just let him touch a stone? She said, no, he can't. I don't care who he is. Again, more outrage from people. Oh, my God, that's Christopher Walken. You need to make an exception for him. And I'm over here saying, why? Because he's a Hollywood person?
Right.
No. Find that stuff.
It's just
hilarious.
A rock.
People are like, oh, you know, he's won an Academy Award. He should get to do whatever he wants. What else is trending?
National High Five Day today. Dom, what are your thoughts on the high five?
Nope.
I have been in multiple awkward situations where there is some sort of excitement in the room and people are high-fiving and somebody puts their hand up for Dom to high-five. And
I leave them hanging.
He puts his hands in his pocket and he tells them right to their face, I don't high-five.
I don't high-five.
And the room gets eerily quiet after that. So if you are into that, today is the day to high-five anybody that you'd like.
You can't tell me that it's not the most awkward, stupid thing we do as human beings. High-five! It's so dumb.
I'm not against it.
I can kind of see it.
I'm not going to turn somebody down.
Of a sporting event, if I was out on the field and something massive just happened and it turned the tide of the game and I'm filled with emotion in the moment, I would high five. In the office, they'll be like, hey, we're getting tacos at lunch today.
Yeah.
High five. I'm like, that's the stupidest thing.
All right. I'm not going to leave somebody hanging.
Love high-fiving?
I don't love it, but I'm not going to leave somebody hanging. If they're going up for the five, I'll give them the five. Brings him a little joy. Yeah. Excitement. Put my hands in my pocket.
I don't dance, and I don't high-five.
Right. Now you know.
Put that on my tombstone. He never high-fived.
Didn't dance, didn't high-five. Back on the witness stand yesterday, Johnny Depp. Talking about Amber Heard and her need for conflict and violence, and he accused her of taking drugs and... cutting his finger or something. I don't know. I didn't watch much of it yesterday.
He says she has a need for violence, Jeremy.
Yeah, need for conflict and violence. And then they went into the incident. The incident. The one we've kind of all been waiting for. The poopy incident where apparently she defecated on their bed. And I have 30 seconds of Mr. Depp talking about it. Here you go.
She brought up the situation of the... fecal matter on the bed. It was so outside, it was so bizarre and so grotesque that I could only laugh. And she just tried to blame it on the dogs. They're teacup Yorkies. They weigh about 4 pounds each. I lived with those dogs for many years. It was clear that did not come from a dog.
That is not from a teacup Yorkie.
So now, what we've learned from this trial is that Amber Heard's poopy is bigger than a teacup Yorkie's.
Fecal matter on the bed.
He's so strange, isn't he?
You know, that's funny. We've got a Christopher Walken and a Johnny Depp story in the same trending report.
They're just both
the Odd
Brothers. So weird. Speaking of another weirdo, Jessica Simpson filmed an ad for Flonase allergy relief yesterday and
can
posted
we go back
some
for
clips.
One second?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
What's up?
I want to go back to the fecal incident on the bed.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
Fecal matter on the bed.
Okay.
Is that illegal?
I don't think it's illegal. I think you can go on your bed anytime you want.
What is the relevance
it
to
was
this
the
case? The
intent.
Case is about...
It's the intent.
No. But the case is about whether, it's a defamation thing about whether or not he abused her. So if she did poop on the bed, what does that have to do with this case?
They're building their case that she's lying and she's making all this up and she has a history of wacky behavior, essentially. Because who in their right mind puts...
Well, I don't know, but that...
Fecal matter on the bed.
Who does that?
No, but that's a different matter.
They're building their case that she's not in her right mind and she's lying, essentially. And she has a history of egging him on.
You can lie about one thing and that doesn't have anything to do with the other. She could have pooped on his bed and he still...
It could have just been an accident.
Potentially could have abused her. I mean, how do we know?
It truly could have just been an accident. Too, you know, we've all been there.
What, the fecal incident?
Yeah, it could have just been an accident. She forgot to pick it up. You've been there, Dom.
Thank God I haven't.
Taco Bell.
I've done a lot of weird things, but I've never gone
night
on someone's bed.
Mojitos and Crunchwrap Supremes. You know what you're going to wake up to?
Fecal matter on the bed.
That's what you're going to wake up to.
Were there like four F's at the beginning of that word?
Don't make me play it again.
Fecal.
All right, let's move on. I'm sorry, what were you saying after that?
I don't know. Something stupid about Jessica Simpson that I don't care about now.
No, we don't.
What else is going on? Vin Diesel unveiled the title for the first half of the Fast and Furious franchise final chapter. How many F's can they fit into that sentence?
Fast and Furious franchise
final chapter. It's going to be called Fast X because it's the 10th one. And yep.
Oh, wow. How did they come up with that?
They're back at it again. What a gig that guy landed, right? I mean, years worth of these movies. That's great for Vin Diesel, right? Yes is the answer. Yes. Because he's really a horrible actor. That's all he's ever done, essentially.
But I like how they had to reveal that we're calling
it's the tenth one.
We're going to call it 10.
Yeah. Whew, whatever.
Big announcement.
I'll probably watch it. I like those movies. High five. Check out this 60-year-old dude in Wisconsin named Tom something. He was having a cavity filled a few weeks back, and he coughed while they were drilling his tooth. And this turned into a big deal because when he took that big breath before he coughed, he essentially sucked in the drill bit that was not attached properly to the drill. And they thought maybe it just kind of went into his stomach and he'd pass it or whatever. But then they went in and they did the CT scan and it turns out it was in his lungs. The pictures
of
this
lung
are crazy. A drill bit in his lung. So anyway, they used a little device that's normally used for finding lung cancer. It's like a little wire with a loop on it, and they went into his lung, looped the drill bit, and pulled it out. But what are the odds that you're in there, and click, down it goes into your lung? I best not be getting a bill for that filling, tell you right now. All right, let's do clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. On the FB. Do you want to talk about this one, Dom? I know you teased it a little bit.
No, I want you to.
Well, it's just real quick. It's the Fasties Award. It's from the website Thrillist.com. They released the results of their third annual, I guess, Fasties. And it's the Fast Food Awards. Top breakfasts, coffees, cheeseburgers, fish sandwiches. They rate them, and then they tell you where to find them. It's a pretty solid list. Best fries, Arby's curly fries, and I have to tell you, I haven't had Arby's in 100 years. A couple weeks ago, I rolled through one and grabbed some curly fries. Holy crap, they're delicious. They're really good. So there's my endorsement. Thumbs up to Arby's. Anyway, the whole list is really cool. It's kind of fun. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.